It's Maurice.
Hi, sir. My name is Ashley. I was returning a request I called back from customer support.
Yes, I'm calling because you guys whoever charged my credit card, I want to know what this charge is dealing with because I don't know of a company called FastTech that I deal with.
All right. I do work for a third-party call center. I'm happy to check here for you and see what it could be. Can I have your zip code to search with real quick?
30101.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Maurice Reed, R-E-E-D.
Give me just a moment, Mr. Reed. I'm searching here for you, okay?
Yes.
I think I found you here. Just to be certain, can I ask for confirmation on your street address?
180 Wincroft Court Northwest, Acworth, Georgia, 30101.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Give me one moment. I'm getting everything on this order loaded. Okay. So I appreciate your patience. What this has brought up is back on January 28th, I see $7.95 was paid to receive a smartwatch. It was a free welcoming gift to the Online Direct Savings Club. I see you're calling in reference to an amount billed of $39.99. So what had happened, sir, there was some terms on the order form explaining you're joining that online discount shopping store, and every month the membership fees bill, which would provide you like an e-gift card in the value of $125 for use in that online store. But the system had actually applied a bit of a discounted rate for the membership fee to go through. So it did bill at
$39.99. Okay. One, I don't remember this, and I already have a smartwatch. So I didn't need one. So how do I cancel this and get a refund for this charge? Because I don't know nothing about this.
You don't recall authorizing that $7.95 back on the 28th of January?
No, ma'am. I got a smartwatch. I didn't need one. I got a great smartwatch. Why would I need another one? I got one for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. And you're claiming this order as fraudulent.
Yeah, I, ma'am, trust me. I never would do something like this. I've never even heard of it, and I got a smartwatch. There'd be no need for me to get another one that I just got for Christmas.
Oh, I understand that. Let me ask you this. Hold on, let me pull up one thing here. Because we have the shipping address on file, and the United States Postal Service tracking number does confirm delivery on February 7th. Did you receive that item?
Ma'am, for the third time, I did not order a smartwatch. I have not received a smartwatch. I have a smartwatch.
No, I understand, but I was just wondering because the tracking confirms it was sent to that address you had confirmed for me. Do you think it's possible anybody else in your household would have placed the order? Without your knowledge.
Other person it could be my wife. I don't know why she would do that because, like I said, she the one gave me a smartwatch for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to process a cancellation here. What this will do is prevent all future billings effective immediately today. And I'm going to have to get you transferred on over to our fraud department. We do take claims of credit card fraud extremely serious. We do prosecute who we find who would have placed this order online. Allow me just a moment to finish up the cancellation process, notate this account as to the reason of your call, and find somebody to speak with you on this issue.
Okay.
And And Mr. Reed, I do want to let you know we have an email used for this order of maurice.reed73@gmail.com.
I mean, you got all the right information, but I'm telling you, I didn't do it.
Okay. I got you. I just want to go through everything that was used for the order here. Let's see. And I do thank you for your patience. I've finished up the cancellation process. I'm just currently notating. Before I get you transferred over, I will share a cancellation confirmation number. Be just a moment longer for you. All right, sir. Thank you for your patience. I have that cancellation number when you're ready.
Oh, hold up. Get my pen. Oh. Great. I can't find a pen when I need one. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that number is going to be C as in Charlie, 2589797708.
C, Charlie, 2589797708.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Okay.
All right, let's see who we have here. Alrighty, I do appreciate your patience. I have found somebody available to take your call and assist you with this issue. I'm going to get you transferred over. You may hear a bit of music, but just please remain on the line until they answer to assist you with this issue, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
All right.